In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
Different traditions that mention the nomination of all the 12 infallible Imams, alayhim assalam, together.
Abu Huraira has narrated in the book Bashirat ul Mustafa that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "The best among you is the one who is the best in favor of my Ahlulbayt, alayhim assalam." Likewise, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari has narrated that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that people are known according to their paternal relation, except the progeny of my daughter Fatima, salam Allah alayha. Because I am their guardian, vali, and their usba or close relative. They are my progeny who are born of my essence or tinat. Woe unto them who deny their gracefulness. Allah befriends those who befriend them, my progeny, and Allah is the enemy of those who are their enemy.
Similarly, according to reliable chains of narrators, Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, is reported to have said that, certainly, Allah has made five things obligatory for His slaves which are the best of all deeds. They are prayer, fasting, zakat, hajj and the vilaya of we, Ahlul Bayt. People acted upon the first four things, but they insulted and disregarded the fifth one. By Allah, acting upon the said four things cannot be considered complete, unless the fifth one is also acted upon, that is until they do not have the belief in the imama of we, Ahlul Bayt, which a condition for the acceptance of all the four.
Similarly, it is also related by Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, that we are najib, excellent, and sharif, noble, and our progeny is the prophets, and our group is group of Allah, and the group which rises against us is the group of the devil, and the one who considers us like others is not from us. The author of the book Misbah al-Anwar has narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "I am the balance of knowledge and Ali is like its two scales, and Hassan and Hussein, alayhim as-salam, are its two strings, and Fatima, salam Allah alayha, is its beam. The Imams, following them, will measure or weigh their friends and foes with this balance. Those who are their enemies are condemned by Allah and by those who condemn."
Ibn Asir has, in Jami'ul Usul, quoted from Tirmizi the words of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, held the hands of Imams Hassan and Hussein, alayhim as-salam, and said, "The one who befriends me and these two children, and their parents will be with me and in my company on the day of resurrection." Likewise, in Sagim or self-called Sahih Tirmizi, there is a narration from Zayd ibn Arkam that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said about Amirul Mu'mineen, Fatima, Imams Hassan, and Hussein, alayhim as-salam, that, "I am to fight with those who fight with you, and I make peace with those who make peace with you." Dalami, one of the Bakri's traditionists, quotes Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, in Firdaus al-Akbar that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "We are the Ahlul Bayt from whom Allah Almighty has kept away all evils," and that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "We are the Ahlul Bayt for whom Allah has preferred the hereafter in place of this world."
Sayyid Razi, Rahmatullah alayh, has narrated in Nahj al-Balagha that in a sermon in which Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali has described Ali Muhammad, alayhim as-salam, has said that he, Ali, is the preserver and custodian of the secrets of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also the shelter in connection with the affairs of prophethood, and is the treasure of knowledge, and the resounding of his command, and the library of his books, and the rope of his religion, that Allah has retained the straightness of his religion through them, that Allah has removed fear from religion, that the Ali Muhammad, alayhim as-salam, cannot be compared with any other persons of this Ummah, nor can any other group equal them. Because Muslims have got blessings only through them, and also only through them the people received guidance. They alone are the solid foundation of religion and the sound pillar of faith. Everyone should look only at them, that is, should remain connected with them. If anyone has made excess and crossed limits in their praise, should return towards them properly, and if anyone has lagged behind, in appreciating them, should rush forward and join other moderates. Specialties of the right of vilaya are reserved only for them, and it is incumbent on every creature to love them. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, has willed only in their favor, and they alone are his heirs.
In Amali, Ibn Babawi has quoted Imam Riza, alayhi salam, that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, said, Allah has informed me through Jabra'il that Allah says, Ali ibn Abi Talib is my hoja over the creation, and he alone would maintain my religion. I will create many imams from his loins, who will live among people with my command, and invite people towards my path. I will forgive my male and female slaves because of their blessings, and will waive punishment from them, and I will shower my mercy on my creation because of them. Likewise, according to a reliable narration, Umm Salama says, I have heard the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, saying, After me, Ali ibn Abi Talib and the Imams from their sons are most graceful among the creation on the earth, and only they will lead all people to paradise. It is narrated authentically that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, said, When I was taken, during the night of ascension, Mi'raj, to the seventh sky and therefrom to the farthest low tree or Sidratul Muntaha, and therefrom to the folds of radiance, my Lord called out to me, O Muhammad! You are my slave and I am your Lord. So be submissive to me, and worship me, and rely on me, and put trust in me, and in none else, and that is all. I have chosen you, and your brother Ali, who is your vicegerent and deputy, and the gate of your city of knowledge. So, he is my hoja on my servants and my creation, and he is their leader, and my friends and foes will be identified only through him, and, through him, the group of devil will be differentiated from my group, and only through him will my religion be established, and my religion's frontiers will be defined, and my commands will be issued, and I will pour my mercy on my male and female slaves, through the true infallible imams who will be from his sons. I will fill up my earth with the pronouncements of Tasbih, and Takdis, and Takbir, and Tamjid, and will clean the earth of my enemies through him, and I will grant my earth to my friends as heritage. I will bring down the word of deniers, and raise up the word of my religion and kalama, and I will enliven my male and female servants through him, and I will open up my minds and treasures for him through my knowledge, and I will reveal the hidden heart secrets of people to him through my will, and I will help him with my angels, so that those angels may strengthen him for the task of issuing my commands, and the proclamation of my religion. In fact, he is my friend and he is my Mahdi for guiding my servants truthfully.
Some narrators have quoted Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, authentically that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, said, O Ali, you are, in my Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, and in my Ummah, both during my lifetime and after my demise, my brother, my legatee, my heir, and my vicegerent and caliph. Your friend is my friend and your enemy is my enemy. O Ali! You and the 12 infallible imams from your sons are the leaders and commanders of the creation in this world, and kings in the hereafter. Those who recognized us have recognized Allah, and those who denied us have definitely denied the Almighty Allah. Likewise, it is reliably quoted through Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, said, Catch hold of this nazat or skirt of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, as his forehead was wide, he was called Nazat and Zat, verily he is Siddiq-e-Akbar, that is, it is he who testified to the prophethood of the Prophet first of all, and he is most high-ranking among all Siddiqs, and he is Faruqt, as he separates truth from falsehood. Allah has guided the one who befriends him, and Allah despises him who despises him, and Allah destroys him who turns away from him. From him only will be born the two grandsons of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam, that is to say, Hassan and Hussein, alaihimus salam, who are my sons, and guiding imams will be born of Hussein, alaihi salam. Allah has granted him my knowledge and intelligence. So do befriend them, and make them your rulers, and keep nothing secret from them, otherwise you will be caught in Allah's great anger and chastisement, and the one who will be caught in Allah's anger will be entangled in the web of misguidance, and will be targeted by divine wrath. Know that, the worldly life is nothing, but only a delusion which has no real actuality.
Ali ibn Ibrahim has, in his tafsir, quoted Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, in one of his sermons said, "Verily those of the companions of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who remember the traditions of the Holy Prophet, know well enough that the Holy Prophet has said, 'I and my Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, are most purified and infallible, so do not try to go ahead of them in any matter, otherwise you will go astray, and do not turn away from them, otherwise you will deviate from the right path, and do not oppose them, otherwise you will be deemed ignorant, and do not try to teach them anything, because they know better than you and are much higher than you in rank, and despite, even in, their short age, they are more tolerant than all the people. So follow the truth, and the men of truth wherever they may be."
Likewise, it has been reliably narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that when resurrection will be brought forth, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, will be called, and he will be adorned with a rose-colored robe, and he would be made to sit on the right side of the throne, arsh. Thereafter Ibrahim, alayhi salam, will be called, and he will be adorned with a white robe, and he would be made to remain on the left side of the arsh. Thereafter Ali, alayhi salam, will be called, and he will be adorned with a red robe, and he would be made to stand on the right side of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then Hazrat Ismail, alayhi salam, will be called and he would be adorned with a white robe and made to stand on the left side of Ibrahim, alayhi salam. Then Imam Hassan, alayhi salam, will be called, and he would be adorned with a green robe, and will be made to stand on the right side of Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam. Then Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, will be called, and he will be adorned with a crimson robe, and will be made to stand on the right side of Imam Hassan, alayhi salam. Then the followers of these dignitaries will be called, and they will be made to stand before them. Then Fatima, salam ala alayha, will be called, and so also the women and children of their followers who will be admitted to paradise in an innumerable number. Then, a proclaimer will proclaim, standing in the middle of the arsh, from the high horizon, according to divine command, "O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, how nice is your father Ibrahim and how nice is your brother Ali, and how nice are your sons who are sons of your daughter, namely, Hassan and Hussein, and how nice is your son Mohsen, alayhi salam, who was aborted by Umar during the days of pregnancy, who is the son of Ali and Fatima, and from their sons are the best and most rightly guided imams." Then, everyone will be called by name. Then, will come an announcement that the best followers are your Shias. Doubtlessly the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his legatee and both of his sons, Hassan and Hussein and the imams, alayhi salam, from their sons, have attained salvation. Then they will be ordered that, all of them be led to paradise. This is the meaning of the divine words. Then, whoever is removed far away from the fire, and is made to enter the garden, he indeed has attained the object. 3.185.
Safar, Rahmatullah alayh, has, with reliable chains of narrators, quoted Imam Baghir and Imam Sadiq, alayhimas salam, that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said. A man who wants to lead a life like my life, and to die a death like my death, and wants to enter the paradise which has been promised by my Lord, and that paradise is Garden of Eden, which is my destination, in which my Lord has planted a tree with the hand of his might, that is, he said, be, and it became, should befriend Ali, alayhi salam, and should have faith, after me, in their imama and should have faith in the imama of my sons, whom my Lord has granted my knowledge and intelligence, and they are my progeny. They are born of my flesh and blood. I will complain to Allah against those who opposed them in my ummah that they have denied their gracefulness and have cut off my nearness and relationship. By Allah, they will kill my son. May Allah not make my intercession reach them. In another narration, Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, is reported to have said that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, whoever wants to live like me, and to die like me, and to enter Garden of End, should make Ali, alayhi salam, his master and imam and my legatees after me. It is so, because they will neither make you enter any deviation nor expel you from any guidance. Do not venture to teach them anything. Because they know more than all of you, and I have requested my Lord not to allow any gap between them and the Holy Quran until both come to me on the side of the pond of Kausar. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, joined his two fingers and said, the expanse of that pond is equal to the distance between Basra and Syria up to Yemen, and golden and silvery cups equal to the number of the stars are kept on its bank.
Ibn Batriq has written similar traditions from Hilyatul Aliyah, with a number of evidences quoting Ibn Abbas and Zayd ibn Arkam. The author of Kashful Gumma has from Manaqib of Khwarizmi, quoted Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, and Sheikh Mufid has, in Majalis, quoted Imam Riza, alayhi salam, that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, O Ali! Allah has initiated imamah through you, and he will conclude it through you only. So be patient against the extortion of the extorters, and the oppression of the oppressors, because a good end is only for the God-fearing virtuous people. You are the group of Allah, and your enemies do not belong to the group of Allah. They are the mob of Satan. Lucky is he who may follow you, and woe unto he who may disobey you. Only you are the hoja or argument of Allah on his creation, and you are his sound rope. The one who will hold it firmly, will get salvation, and the one who will leave it, will go astray, and I beseech paradise for you from Allah. No one can surpass you in obeying Allah, rather you deserve to be obedient to Allah more than all others. Similarly, Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, is reported to have said that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, O Ali! Allah will conclude the religion on us, as he initiated it on us, and it is because of us, O people. It is because of us that Allah creates our love in your hearts after enmity and hatred. In the book Kitab al-Fazail, Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, and his pious elders have been quoted saying that Jabir ibn Abdullahi Ansari said, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had said, Fatima is the happiness of my hearts, and both her sons Hassan and Hussein are the fruits of my soul, and her husband is the light of my eyes, and the imams from their sons are my trust and rope which has been extended from the heaven to the earth. Anyone who will keep hold on it will get salvation, and the one who will turn his face from them will get stuck in the quagmire of deviation. In the book Razatul Fazail, it is narrated from Ibn Abbas that after returning from the farewell Hajj, we were sitting with the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, beware! The Almighty One has favored the religious people by guiding them through me, and my favor on them is that I guide them through Ali, alayhi salam, who is my cousin, and the father of my sons. Whoever will get guidance from them, will get salvation, and whoever will turn away from them, will go wayward. O people! Remember Allah, regarding my Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, and fear him. Verily Fatima is a part of my personality, Both of her sons are my two arms, and I and her husband are the two lamps on the road of guidance. O Lord! Shed mercy on those who are kind to them, and do not forgive those who oppress them. Then he began to weep, saying, It is as if I am observing how they will be oppressed.
In Uyun al-Akbar ar-Riza, it is mentioned from the same reliable source that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, said, O Ali! You and your sons are the chosen ones from Allah's creation. Likewise, the same sources say that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, said, The one whose master and authority is I, Ali is also the master and authority for him. O Allah! Befriend him who befriends Ali, and help him who helps Ali, and degrade his enemy, and be helper of Ali and his sons, and be sustainer of his sons, and grant abundance in what you have given to them, and assist them through Ruhul Qudus or the Holy Spirit. Protect them wherever they proceed in the earth, from all sides, and keep imama only in them, and grant real life to those who obey them, and destroy those who disobey them. Doubtlessly, you are close to those who invoke you and you answer their prayers.
Ibn Babawayh has, in Faza'il al-Shia, quoted Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, people forgot the holy prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa salam, order in favor of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin Ali on the day of Ghadir Qum, just as the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, had said in favor of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, in the room of Ibrahim's mother, when people were visiting him, Prophet, during his illness. Maulana Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, also had arrived, and he wanted to sit near the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, but he could not get space. When the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, saw that people did not give room to Maulana Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, he said, O people! He is my Ahlul Bayt. So, do not decrease their honor. At present I am living among you. If I go out of your sight, Allah will not go away from you. Do remember that ease and comfort and happiness and good tidings and love is for the one who follows Ali ibn Abi Talib, and who believes in his imama and who after him follows his successors. It will be incumbent on me to include in my intercession those who follow them, because in fact they will be following me, and the one who follows me is from me, and this is the example which has been given in the case of Ibrahim, alayhi salam. Then whoever follows me, he is surely of me, and whoever disobeys me, thou surely are forgiving, merciful. 14:36. Because I am from Ibrahim, alayhi salam, and Ibrahim is from me. My religion is his religion, and my sunnah is his sunnah, and my grace is his grace, and I am more graceful than him, and my grace is his grace, according to the testimony of my Lord, as his words convey. Surely Allah chose Adam and Nuh and the descendants of Ibrahim and the descendants of Imran above the nations. 3:34.